بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة رواه البخاري رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, according to the narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, which appears in Bukhari Sharif, Allah's qasam, I make istighfar, I seek Allah's forgiveness, and I make tawbah in a single day more than 70 times. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to make istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayya, Rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayya. In a single day, according to this narration in Bukhari, more than 70 times. And in the narration of Muslim Sharif, narrated by Aghar al-Aslami radiallahu ta'ala, he says 100 times. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ma'soom, sinless. Every Nabi was sinless. They committed no sins. Despite that, he still made istighfar and tawbah. And the main reason is that to show the ummah the importance of istighfar and tawbah when you and I commit so many sins. If our Nabi who was ma'soom made every single day, Sahaba would count in one gathering, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. 100 times istighfar Nabi Kareem is making, so how much more important is for us to make istighfar and make tawbah. In one narration of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, mentioned in Abu Dawud Sharif, it is mentioned, man lazim al-istighfar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever clings onto istighfar, jo istighfar ko lazim pakarta hai, ja'alallahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, Allah Ta'ala makes for him an opening from every tightness and narrowness and difficulty in life. You're going through some experience, some difficulty. You make istighfar. Allah will make an opening for you. وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا You're experiencing some sorrow, some grief. Allah will make, give you relief from that grief and sorrow. And وَرَزَقَهُ مِن حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Allah will provide for you from unseen sources. Rosy, Allah will give you sustenance. Allah will sustain you from unseen sources. Three benefits of making istighfar. Of course, we have to make sincerely, with paying attention to what we are saying, with yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala will grant us this. So Allah will remove him from any difficulty. Allah will elevate him from any sorrow and grief that he is. Allah will remove that sorrow and grief, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will provide for him from unseen sources. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever says, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyumu wa atubu ilayh. Allah forgives all his minor sins. Even though he fled from the battlefield, which is a very serious offense. Instead of going forward and advancing and approaching the enemy, he got very scared and he ran and he fled from the battlefield, which is a serious offense. The hadith says that all his sins are forgiven. At least we should read it one time now. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. It was the practice of Rasulullah SAW after salam, after salat, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nabi Kareem SAW say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Then we have a hadith narrated by Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala, and a very beneficial and beautiful dua which we have heard many times, which is known as Sayyidul Istighfar. So we have different words of istighfar, Astaghfirullah, Rabbi Ighfirli. But the Sayyid means the leader, the chief of all istighfar, most powerful one, is the following. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at. A'udhu bika أعوذ بشر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. إن شاء الله we should try and learn this dua. It's known as Sayyidul Istighfar, in which the person is reading, making dua, Allahumma anta Rabbi. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. There is no other God or Lord or deity worthy of worship besides you. You created me. And I am on your promise and pledge that I will bring iman and I'll stay on iman and I will obey you. In other words, I will follow deen to the best of my ability. Wallah, I acknowledge all the good that you have, the ni'mas you have given me, and I confess my wrongs. So I'm turning to you, forgive me, because there is nobody who can forgive me but you. Whoever says it in the morning till, and if he passes away in the day, before the evening, then he will enter Jannah. Dakhal al-Jannah. And whoever says it in the evening, and if he passes away before the morning, Dakhal al-Jannah, he will enter into paradise. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. It's simple wazifa. This is from the hadith of Rasulullah. I mentioned the sources also. So we should make istighfar in abundance. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. O Rabbi ighfirli wa tub aliyya. Today is Yom al-Jumu'ah. It's the last Friday of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Allah make it easy. Reminder of Surah Al-Kahf we should read. An abundant Durush Sharif. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك